Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to the best of Costa and Jansen on 97.1 The Ticket.
1 month away.
We are right around the corner.
Lions training camp.
We'll get to July here in, what, a week?
Yes.
And then July is the month of football. We got the Hall of Fame game, and Lions are going to get to camp early this year.
We have live football, albeit preseason games, in the month of July. We have almost made it through the long, arduous, painful football offseason.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
I can almost see it. I can almost feel it. I'm starting to get excited. And I want to know from Lions fans, what are your emotions 1 month out from training camp? Are you excited about what this season might bring? Are you upset or mad? Maybe they haven't done more with the roster. Insert edge rusher. Maybe you're a little bit afraid, scared, because there's no Frank. There's no Ben Johnson. Worried might be the more appropriate term. And if you don't want to admit that you're scared, maybe you're just a little worried that they're going to revert back to what this team was before we saw Jared Goff and Ben Johnson and the amount of weapons that they have offensively. And maybe they just don't live up to expectations. Maybe you're confident. Maybe you're more like some of us. You're confident in Dan Campbell, in Jared Goff, the plethora. I've heard that adjective used before about the amount of weapons that they have offensively, the plethora of weapons. And you're excited to see Aiden Hutchinson back on the field. What are your emotions? And there's many emotions that I have yet to even mention. 248-539-9797. We're a month out. How are you feeling about this Detroit Lions team? About the season that is upcoming?
And part two, best case and worst case for this football team. And that plays into your emotional state right now. Best case is obviously winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This team is going to be in the mix. I don't know what they're going to look like come January, but last year really set us up to say it really only matters what they look like come January. But the Super Bowl is absolutely on the table, and that's the best case scenario.
What's the worst case?
See, I think worst case, this is still a playoff team.
You think the worst case scenario is
probably a one and done
wild card.
A worst case scenario. Oh, no, I still think they're winning this division.
So worst case is winning the division.
But then bowing out immediately in that opening round game where they don't have a bye and they play someone and they play down to them and they lose. The offensive line hasn't crystallized. Jared Goff again turns into a pumpkin. And they lose. That's the worst case scenario. But I still think they're a playoff team at worst.
Okay.
I don't buy this like they're going to win eight games that we get occasionally ticket texted in, sky's falling, right. Nine wins, fighting for 500. I don't buy any of that stuff.
Can we at least admit that this is still a good team?
Yes, John.
Even without Ben Johnson, without Frank.
Yes.
And without adding another edge.
Yes.
You know,
but that's never been
elite edge.
But that's never been the discussion.
No, I'm not saying with you, but we've had this discussion with callers. with people that have thrown in the white flag before the season even starts.
That's silly. That's silly. When we discuss adding an edge or what about Frank, it's through the prism of being the only team left at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's you are judged harshly when you are trying to do something that has never been done before. When you're trying to play in a game we've only dreamed of and win a game that we couldn't even fathom what our emotions would be like if we get to that point. So let's just start at this point. Where you are right now, month out from training camp, the emotion, the overriding emotion for you. What is it?
It's, for me, I'm just excited. Part of it is just that football's going to be back. It's just such a huge part of my life, and I know a lot of Lions fans just simply want football to be back. And part of that is when you lose that last game, and you lose it the way that they did, you're left with, during a regular season, you're generally left with a bad taste in your mouth for 7 days. Then you get a chance to get back out there. You lose that game, and you're left with a bad taste in your mouth for the entire offseason. And you have to ruminate on everything that went wrong when the expectations were so high. So I'm excited to just get back to football, but I'm excited about this Lions team because I always see, whether it's Frank retiring, Ben Johnson leaving, whatever the departure, whatever the injury during the regular season, I said this last year when Hutch got hurt or when guys, you know, kept falling, it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up. And for Dan Campbell, for John Morton, probably more importantly for John Morton, this is an unbelievable opportunity. All eyeballs are going to be on him as this season starts. What's this offense going to look like? Are we still going to have some of those, I don't want to necessarily trick plays, but wrinkles in the offense? Or is this offense going to be more methodical? Is it still explosive? J-Mo, we've heard about the expectations there. I'm excited to see how these guys step up, whether it's John Morton as the OC, whether it's, you know, Graham Glasgow, who everybody is saying, well, you know, not a great season last year. He's old. He can't, you know, make it through 17 games. You know, make him a backup. And that might be the ultimate, you know, outcome. But Tate Ratledge, the draft pick, second round pick out of Georgia, Christian Mahogany. We had a brief introduction to him last year. I'm excited to see how those guys fill the void of Frank leaving. Because I think they're going to step up to the challenge. I think John Morton's going to step up to the challenge. I think Dan Campbell, more importantly, is going to get this team to play again, third year in a row in his image.
So the things you're talking about, this isn't my number one emotion, but I am curious. I'm curious to see how they settle in up front with Hank Fraley trying to rework the middle of the offensive line. I'm curious how Jared Goff is going to navigate more pressure on his shoulders pre-snap without Frank, but also post-snap, you're just not as good without Frank Ragnow. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how Aiden looks, and I'm curious if Brad Holmes is right that they have plenty of pass rush. I'm curious to see what the defense and the offense look like under new coordinators. It doesn't mean bad. We saw Philly flip coordinators and it was bad. We saw them flip coordinators and it was good. There's a curiosity. My number one emotion is probably anxious because it's a combination of being excited but also nervous. Last year showed me that 15 wins doesn't mean anything.
Well, you have many different levels.
Well, I think there's a cauldron here if you're a Lions fan. I think we're past the early, wow, we have a really good football team phase, and now we're into the they better effing win phase. And there are some things that I have questions about, and that's the concern, and that turns into some anxious energy.
So I'm trying to figure out my word because I keep coming to, I'm a little rattled.
Okay.
But I'm not like super rattled. So is there a different word for that?
A little rattled, slightly rattled.
Yeah, slight. When he said it after the San Francisco game, I said, yeah, that's coach speak, whatever. When Campbell said, you never know if we'll get back here. Because I was so confident heading into last season that it was playing out exactly like I thought. I thought they were clearly the best team in football. They were dominating. They were crushing. And then the injuries just kept piling up and piling up. And Jared Goff would have an occasional bad game.
Like, think about
it. And I'm a little bit haunted by those words now.
Haunted's a good word.
All right. Or jittery.
Yeah. And
I could see that.
But then I look at the whole the landscape of the NFL. When you really look at it, yeah, the Commanders hopped up last year. But really the last 6-7 years, for the most part, it's been the same cast of character teams. And there's no reason to think that the Lions aren't going to be in the mix or that they missed a window.
Well, no, no,
these
no,
teams'
no.
windows are this window thing. Who's different? That's Buffalo can't beat KC. KC's always there. The Eagles are always in the mix. The Ravens are always there. The Rams are there unless they have injuries. The Niners are there unless they have injuries.
And the Lions will be there too
unless they have injuries. You know. So,
well, yeah, okay. So when we say best case, worst case, like we're going to rule out bubonic plague in the locker room. We're going to rule out somebody dies. Like, they are this group, this season, the best case, the worst case. The best case to you is the Super Bowl, yes?
Of course.
And I know, John, you feel the same way. The worst case, I said, is they win this division. I mean, J.J. McCarthy is a rookie quarterback. Ben Johnson's a first-time head coach. Dan Campbell owns LaFleur. They've 17-3 the last 3 years in this division. To me, worst case is we are the Kings of the North, but we go no further. What would you say the worst case scenario is?
Yeah, probably winning the division and flaking out in the playoffs again. And I'll tell you what, I have one primary person I have circled for the season, and it's Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And Jared Goff, I've got to see him not have some of those games, like the Houston game and the playoff game. Turnovers are catastrophic in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And when you have multiple turnovers in a game, it's hard to win, man. And it's really just going to come down to him playing rather clean in the playoffs. And I know he did it 2 years ago, but he didn't last year. I mean, they still could have stole that game last year if he would have played good in a shootout. Does that mean they would have won the Super Bowl? No, they probably go to Philly and nearly the same thing happens.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So 2 out of 18 games, which I know the margin for error,
I was gonna say that's what this is.
Is very small when you're talking about getting to the ultimate prize, which is the Super Bowl, but winning it.
It happened against a bad defense. That defense got 55 hung on them the next week.
Right.
It's not like the Texans have some awesome defense.
Right. No, but my point is, yes, it is. It's 2 out of 18 games. It was against a bad defense, but some of that is also the coordinator, the play call, the situation that they were put in.
Correct. You have to protect him from those situations.
And I would say more so this year with Frank gone and the unknown of what that looks like up front. John, we have ticket text on the Lions. We brought him up. We're inside a month from training camp. And you want to know the emotions.
Yeah, I want to know where Lions fans are right now. What is your emotional connection to this team? And it's not, yes, we all know we have tons of Lions fans. We're going to support this team, win, lose, draw, done it for decades.
Right, but you said things like, are you excited? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Are you
scared? Mad. There's a lot of people that I run into that love the Lions. And some of it is that passion that you have for the team that maybe you're not thinking rationally about going and getting that other edge defender, and you're mad that Brad Holmes hasn't done anything other than Davenport and Pascal.
And we get those texts. He's arrogant. He's not doing what I want them to do.
Oh, I sit across the desk from somebody that has those same opinions.
So you're welcome here. 248-539-9797. Texter says, I'm too busy enjoying the fantastic summer of Tiger baseball to even think about football right now.
That's great.
Fair.
Yeah.
So oblivious right now. Guarded but excited, says this ticket texter. Tough schedule, but exciting to have football on the horizon.
I'm excited about the schedule.
Me too.
So again, this is me looking at it somewhat from not Honolulu blue glasses, but from a player's perspective. And I always look at things as an opportunity. If somebody goes down, somebody has to step up. And it could be that opportunity that player has just been looking for and needing to explode on the scene. It's also this team. Last couple of years, and you get a 15-win season, it's exciting, it's fun, but then you lay an egg in the playoffs. Now you have one of the toughest schedules in all of football. And you have a chance to go out there and prove that last year wasn't just a one-off. You can go out there and do it against really good teams on the road, in bad weather, or at least outdoors.
I like it because I think they're going to lose some of them. And I think this team needs that. I think this team needs that. 15 wins in the regular season does them no good. They need their offensive line to play really good teams. They need their defense to stack multiple tough road games against elite quarterbacks. And John, the idea that they're going to win them all is silly. They're going to lose some of them.
Sure.
They're not going to win 15 games this season. And they're going to be better for it. That's the whole point. And if they're not better for it, they didn't deserve the Super Bowl anyway. But you get a chance to measure up a bunch of times this season. It's all you can ask for. Because they need a crash course to be ready for January. I would, if they had a fluff schedule this year from some weird scheduling quirk, I wouldn't want that. What would that do? Win another 15 games and not know if you're good enough for the playoffs?
Right. I think it's a chance to really solidify how good is Dan Campbell? How good is Brad Holmes? How well has he drafted? How well has he constructed this team when you're playing against Kansas City and Arrowhead, against Baltimore in Baltimore? And the list goes against Philly in Philly.
Texter says, last season ruined football for me. Wake me up when the playoffs start. The regular season means nothing, and we won't win anything with Goff. He's our new Stafford. That's verbatim on the ticket text. That's not my opinion. My arms are firmly folded until I see the Lions in the Super Bowl. Nothing short will do. The failures of the last 2 years have me completely shook and disgusted. Eric and McComb.
So, wake you up in February? You're not going to enjoy the ups and downs, the ride that fans go through the entire season.
I'm not saying this guy's wrong to have some of those emotions.
They're going Lions-free until February.
Could you imagine they win the Super Bowl and people ask you, what was that season like? And you go, I didn't check it until the final game.
I don't know. I didn't watch a game.
I'm saying you can have some of those emotions, but you should be paying attention to a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl.
And they will.
And they will pay attention.
Yes.
Not they will win the Super Bowl.
No, they will pay attention. Okay. Yes.
Lions free. Come on, people. Scared and nervous fans are fueled by consistent fear-mongering from local media members, especially from a certain afternoon show, Good Teams Embrace Things. Look. Yeah. We've had our spats with the afternoon show. But I think it's fair to bring up some of the questions for this football team through the prism of you're chasing a Super Bowl. And it's why I said my combination is pumped, but kind of tense, and that's anxiety. That's my feeling for this season. Because, John, 15 wins isn't good enough. A 17-point lead in the NFC title game isn't good enough. Like, we are reaching a point where very little is good enough, and that creates a tension that I think is exciting, it's exhilarating, but it's also anxious and anxiety-driven.
Well, welcome to being a Tigers fan. I mean, you've reset the bar. The expectations are different. And what was the conversation we had yesterday? They lose two of the last three series. They didn't get swept in a series. Haven't been swept in a series since the very opening of the season. Yet, they still have the biggest lead in the division. They still have the best record in Major League Baseball. And we're sitting there talking about all of the needs that this team has.
Because
and yesterday, the power rankings for MLB came out. They're still the number one team in power rankings, which, okay, I know it doesn't
hang the
mean
banner,
anything.
Right.
But at least when you get that perception of those that aren't living and breathing what happens with Tiger baseball, it's the same thing with the Lions, where, yes, you have this anxiety because your expectations aren't just, oh, hey, can we have a 500 season? John, can we win 9 of the 17 games?
I wouldn't trade it for the world. This is where you want to be. Right. We want to have a baseball team that's in the World Series conversation. We want to have a football team that's in the Super Bowl conversation. It comes with added pressure because you want to capitalize. I thought you were going to go all the way back to the Tigers of a decade ago. John, they were star-studded. I got Cabrera, I got Fielder, I got Scherzer, I got Verlander, I got Cy Young here and Cy Young here. I got one of the best records and rosters in baseball. And guess how many titles I got? Zero. So when you tell me I got Gibbs and I got Montgomery and I got St. Brown and I got Sewell and I got Hutch, for what? And that's where the anxiety comes in. For what? 15 wins and a first-round exit. A 17-point lead in the NFC title game and you're going home heartbroken. For what? There comes what we've all wanted, expectations.
And opportunity.
So anxiety, too. I think, look, this is the best the Lions have ever been in my life. And
yes.
So, oh, that means we're going to win. Well, it's not so easy. I think we're all still getting used to competing in the NFL and how unfair it can be and how challenging it can be to get there. John, when you were your farthest dance into the playoffs, cruel ending. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep. It's, bad snap.
Just because we're good doesn't mean we're going to win it.
Ding, ding, ding. Let the games begin. Month away from training camp.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.